This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode number 6 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my music-based podcast, and this week we pop, pop, pop. Hopefully not popping into the microphone, but definitely pop music, pop music, pop music. All the music in today's episode comes from IODA PromoNet. And there will be links to all the artists on the show notes, which you can find at irkfm.com. Don't forget our other music partners, including the Podsafe Music Network, Aerial Publicity, and of course musicsubmit.com. This week I have applied to join the Association of Music Podcasting, otherwise known as AMP, which is also spelled out AMP. And here in Australia, AMP is an insurance, superannuation and investment company. But definitely, that's not the AMP that I'm joining. So I have applied to join AMP. One of the conditions is that you must have produced 5 music podcasts, and I've now done that. And there will be now AMP members reviewing my podcast to see if it comes up to the required standard. So if you are here from AMP, g'day and welcome to Irk FM. So what are the benefits of joining AMP? Well, I can obtain music, I can obtain hosting, and I can network with other music podcasters. And if you are a musician, you can drop your music onto the AMP website, and there will be a link on the show notes, and then you will be able to have your music played by anyone who is a member of AMP, and there's quite a few of them. And also once a week there is a podcast called the AMP New Music Weekly, which is a collection of some of the songs that have been played by AMP members over the week. So all links are on the website at irkfm.com. Also, don't forget that Irk FM is a part of Channel Irk, where you can listen to my other podcasts as well. So if you're also into talk, into history, or into mobile or outdoor podcasting, you can obtain the all-in-one Channel Irk combined feed and more information about the most recent show, and all that information is at channelirk.com. We also have some feedback, which was greatly appreciated, and also our featured podcast this week are Podio Books from author and podcaster T. Morris. So let's get straight into the pop now for episode number 6 of Irk FM. And this song is called Reality by Jade Adams. You're listening to Irk FM, irkfm.com.
When I can't go on, when even hope is gone, you turn my world around, mess with my reality. feel your touch, I'm fine. Believing wrong is right, accepting every line you're selling me. Life without you is wasted time. I count the days and nights. Plans that we make, they go nowhere. Just leave me asking why. Can't get myself on solid ground. You build me up, then you knock me down. When I can't go on, when even hope is gone, you turn my world around, you mess with my reality. I feel your touch, I'm fine. Believing wrong is right, accepting every line you're telling me. Cause I will go on, and even though you're gone, I'll turn my world around, mess with my reality. Without your touch, I'm fine. Believing makes it right, accepting all that life is showing me. Because I will go on, and even though you're gone, I'll turn my world around, mess with my reality. Without your touch, I'm fine. Believing makes it right. Accepting all that life is showing me. Go on, you're gone. See, I'm fine, and it's right. Because I will go on, and even though you're gone, I'll turn my world around, mess with my reality. Without your touch, I'm fine. Believing makes it right, accepting all that life is showing me. Because I will go on, and even though you're gone, I'll turn my world around, mess with my reality. Without your touch, I'm fine. Believing makes it right. Accepting all that life is showing me. I'll go on. You're gone.
That was Reality by Jade Adams on IRC FM episode 6, Pop, Pop, Pop. And that was certainly a nice pop song to get into the rhythm of the episode. Jade began singing at the age of 8, and when she joined a choir in Hull in the UK where she was brought up. At the age of 10, though, sport took over Jade's life, and she became very interested and very ambitious towards the sport of rugby league, which is quite interesting in itself. 5 years later, at the age of 15, Jade rediscovered her passion for music, and then she began performing on the Northern Club Circuit in the UK. After that, she obtained a reputation of being the girl with the amazing voice, and she ended up appearing on P&O Cruise Liners, which would be certainly very different to the normal average club gig. And also theatre and club dates throughout the UK. She signed a recording deal with Everyday Records in June of 2007, and she's released an EP in 2008. And of course, you can obtain all the information about the artist via IRC FM, IRCFM.com, and Jade Adams' EP is called Forever and a Day, and that track Reality comes from that EP. So let's move on now, and we move on to our second track, and this is called Just When She Is Thinking of Leaving by Kate Ashby-Craft. IRC FM.
She's thinking of leaving, and she's headed right for the door. He turns her head around with those old familiar words, and just when she's had all she can take, he turns her head around with those old.
Just When She Is Thinking of Leaving, Kate Ashby-Craft there on IRC FM. And if you thought that that voice was familiar, it definitely sounded familiar to me. Kate Ashby-Craft originally was brought up in Nova Scotia in Canada, and she released and recorded her first album in the late 1970s called The Many Faces Of. And the single from that song, from that album, Situation Blue, received considerable airplay on adult contemporary radio stations. During the 1980s, Kate won a talent search in her home province of Nova Scotia, and at that particular time she was recording country music. She also co-wrote a song called Was It Easy, which was number 11 in the year of 1986. In the 1990s, Kate left the Nova Scotia area and settled in Ontario. And by this stage, her music is a fusion of rock, blues, country, jazz, and classical. She released her debut CD in 1995, which was called The Heart and the Mind. And the first single off that CD was also well received by radio as well. In May of 2003, Kate started working with Radio Promotion Company and released her second single from the debut CD. And the second single was called You're My Addiction. She then received commercial country radio airplay across Canada, the USA, and Europe. She then received a nomination for the Golden Microphone Award from American Country Radio. She then released her second CD in September of 2006 called Love Is All There Is. And you may indeed recognize her voice and her image, actually, if you are Canadian. You can hear and see her in such things as breakfast television on City TV, entertainment desk on Global TV, and on CBC Radio's Ontario Morning. She's also performed at the Canadian National Exhibition in Toronto, Waterloo's Festival of Lights, Canada Day celebrations in London, and also the Songwriter Association of Canada's Bluebird North in Toronto, the Canterbury Folk Festival, and also the Stratford Festival of Canada. So, she's had a long career, but she's now embracing the internet age, and a very good artist there as well, Kate Ashby-Craft. We move on now, and this particular song might indeed be very good for a fast food commercial. And this is Alice Russell with Got the Hunger.
But What you gonna do?
Oh, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Because the people they have to be fine.
What you gonna do?
And then everybody lets me lie.
What you gonna do?
They keep party, keep party, talk me round and round.
What you gonna do?
They are trying to bless me by the crowd.
What you gonna do?
So many rules and regulations.
What you gonna do?
They're trying to put us in our place.
What you gonna do?
They will make us feel so comfortable.
Got the Hunger by Alice Russell. And that song sort of reminded me of a advertisement for a pizza chain here in Australia called Domino's, where their slogan is, got the hots for the ones with the dots, because their logo is a domino, as in a domino, because it's Domino's Pizza. And so, got the Hunger, got the hots for the ones with the dots, sort of reminded me of it. And then when I was listening to that song, I was getting flashbacks from Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. But let me tell you that Alice Russell is from the UK, and she'd be a very good song for Colin from the Ouroboros podcast and Rolly from Dark Compass, and also Made in the UK. That'd be a very good song for you guys to play. Hint, hint. Links to the Ouroboros and Dark Compass podcasts are on the website under music podcasts that I listen to and recommend. Alice's primary influences are Minnie Riperton, Eva Cassidy, Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, and Jill Scott. And Alice always writes her own songs. They are quick-witted and often influenced by other musicians. And she has always said that other musicians have been an important stimulus for her solo work. She also has a live six-piece band, Alice Russell Live, which comprises of a prime selection of musical geniuses. Or talented musicians, as her website says. So her new album is out now, and it's called Pot of Gold.
Yeah, you. You listen to this podcast. Yeah, I got to talk to you for a second. I got this friend here. He's doing this podcast. It's a book, a podcast novel. And he's asking me, how do you think I can get the people to listen to this podcast? And I understand his problem. I mean, yeah, so many podcasts out there. It's tough to choose, huh? But you know what I told him? Respect. Respect is the best way to get people to listen. When the people respect you the way I do, it reflects on you and your family. So if the people respect you, then they will listen. That's what I told them. Now this podcast is Bill Bob Battings and the Case of the Singing Sword, done by a friend of mine named T. Morris, and I respect him. I respect him like family. So I think the best thing for you to do is listen. Because if you don't listen, then, you know, you're being disrespectful. And if you're being disrespectful to his family, you're being disrespectful to my family. We understand each other? Alright, that's good. Now here's a pretty lady to give you all the details.
Billabub Battings and the Case of the Singing Sword. Find out more by clicking on the Billabub Battings podcast banner at www.tmorris.com.
Okay, you got all that? Capiche? That's good. Really good. So why are you still here? I mean, what are you doing? Shouldn't you be subscribing now?
And as always, you can get links to all the artists via the website irkfm.com. Now, the next song we're going to play on Irk FM is called I Get Around by Dragonette. And I always like to go to the artist's website and find out a bit more about them so you can know a bit more about where they've come from and what influences them and if they've got any tour dates up or anything like that. And I couldn't find a lot about the band Dragonette and where they've come from and who they're influenced by and everything like that. So maybe the music will actually speak for itself. that was Dragonette on IRC FM with their song I Get Around, and that was quite cool as well. And don't forget to stay tuned later on in the episode for some listener feedback. I always enjoy listener feedback and read them on the show towards the end of each episode. If you would like to leave a comment on the show notes, you can www.irkfm.com, or you can send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to play any promos that any podcasters have. And speaking of promos for podcasters,
all right, Billabub Battings and the Case of the Singing Sword promo, take one.
No, I'm tired of this. So far in these promos, I've been shot at, punched, and tied to Scott Sigler, and I'm done.
Mr. Hutchins, I think you need to calm down.
Calm down? Dude, I have been tied to this chair since the last promo. So until some things change here, I'm done.
Uh-huh.
What are you gonna do with that chain?
Oh, it's not what I'm gonna do. It's what you're gonna do. Have a good swim. And I was looking forward to seeing where Seventh Son was going. All right. Billabub Battings in the Case of the Singing Sword promo, take two. Mr. Sigler, whenever you're ready.
F*** you and F*** T. Morris.
Huh. Guess you really didn't want to see your ancestor in print April 1st, Mr. Sigler, did you? Alley-oop! All right, moving on. Billabub Battings in the Case of the Singing Sword promo, take three. Whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Christiana Ellis, author of Nina Kimberly the Merciless and creator of Pickle Tales.
Whoa, Miss Ellis, I think you need to loosen up a little bit for Mr. Morris, huh?
Look, buddy, you go and tell Mr. Morris that he can blow it out of his mixer board, okay? I give him an actual voice role in my book, and all I get is a stinking promo? The third one at that.
You know, maybe you should read this as if your life depended on it.
You know, if you're going to make threats, maybe it should be to someone less associated with the word merciless.
Jeez, this is going to be a long night.
Billabub Battings in the Case of the Singing Sword. Find out more by clicking on the Billabub Battings podcast banner at www.tmorris.com.
So much for Matthew Wayne Selznick. Brave men run, but they sure don't swim. Hey, Moose, Rocco, let's pack our bags and go to England. That fancy pants, Jenkins, he's next on the list.
Just a reminder that in a few weeks, I'll be traveling to the United States. And so, IRC FM will continue during that time. I probably will not be producing any IRC FM episodes while I am in the United States, unless I get some artist interviews or go to a live gig where I can take my gear with me, etc. But there will be weekly IRC FM episodes coming down the pipe from the computer straight into your ears at the end of each week as normal. The easiest place to follow me, where I will be on a regular basis, is by going to channelirk.com and checking out either my talk podcast, IRC Pod, or my outdoor mobile podcast, Echo Romeo Kilo. So let's get straight back to the music now, because this is a music podcast.
Go back. Sometimes you don't know why. I can see the sunshine coming through my room, breaking down the winter of my discontent. Looking out my window at the people passing by, I keep wondering where my old companion went. On the steps of the museum I wrote a line or two, but it took a while to find my way back to something true. Like, this is where I lay my head, this is where they know my name, this is where they show me that days, cutting through that haze that keeps on blinding me. I was only sleeping, waiting here for you, waiting for your touch that keeps reminding me. Well, I've seen a world of wonders, I've been underneath it too, but it took a while to find my way back to something true. Hey! This is where I lay my head, this is where they know my name, this is where they show me that a man's not so alone, no. Maybe I'm already home.
Sometimes you got to go back.
Maybe I'm already home.
Sometimes you don't know why.
Maybe I'm already home.
Sometimes you got to go back.
Maybe I'm already home.
Sometimes you don't know why.
I'm already home.
So long,
just to find a place that really feels.
This must be where I belong.
Thinking about it, all I have to do is click my
Already Home by Susan Anton. And yeah, I'm already home, and that's one of the joys of podcasting. You don't need a massive studio or to be in a totally separate building. You can do it sitting in front of your computer, and that's exactly what I'm doing. That was a great song. Susan Anton is currently appearing in the Palm Spring Follies. So if you're in California and you're listening to this particular episode before the 7th of March 2009, you'll be able to listen to her live. But if not, there's lots of information about her on her website. Now, she's had a long and spectacular career, which is continuing to continue. And you may indeed know Susan from such productions, mainly from television, but also from music as well. Some of her television credits include Nick Freno, Licensed Teacher, City Guys, Civil Wars, Quantum Leap, Night Court, and Murder, She Wrote. She's also starred in Cliffhangers and her own variety show on NBC in America. And she's also been on the Larry Sanders Show, the Ben Stiller Show, and Blossom. Apart from that, she's also been on the big screen, and now she's been on IRC FM. That's Susan Anton. Now we move from Susan Anton and we move up to Natalie Walker with her song Crush.
IRC FM.
That was Natalie Walker with Crush. She's just released her second album. Her first album was released in 2006 called Urban Angel. But her new album is called With You, and that's a cool, elegant collection of songs with a warm beating heart, and it retains the stylish, spacey vibe of her debut album, and there's more pop, which is the theme of this episode. 2008 appears to have been a busy year for Natalie Walker, apart from releasing that particular album. She's had a lot of gigs in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maryland, California, Oregon. Oh, she's been to Portland. New York, Philadelphia, and New York again. There's no new dates for her up at the moment. Maybe she's having a rest after all those particular dates and the album in 2008. But you can always find out more by clicking onto the links on irkfm.com, and you can see what the artists are up to, no matter when you are hearing this particular episode.
You've entered the twisted mind of Scott Sigler. You've descended into the inner darkness of Phil Rossi. Now, journey into the imagination of T. Morris. This is Moravi Remastered, the world's first podcast novel, reimagined with a new soundtrack, restored scenes, and the voice talents of Philippa Ballantyne, Christiana Ellis, and George Harab. And the podcast continues in the fall of 2008 with Legacy of Moravi. And in 2009 with an original podcast anthology, The Dragon Clan of Moravi. A project so sweeping in scope, an adventure so epic in scale, it takes two ballsy voiceover professionals to cut the promo. Moravi Remastered. Pirates, ninjas, and one hell of a good time. Subscribe at www.moravi.net and enjoy the ride.
Now, we do have some feedback before we go to the final track of the episode, and I would like to thank everyone who has commented so far, and don't forget, you can comment as well. irkpod@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on the show notes, irkfm.com. Now, our first comment was from Jen from Hyper Nonsense and Inside My Head, and Jen is a frequent contributor to all of my projects, and she usually leaves great comments, and this one's no exception. Jen writes in relation to episode number 4, where I mix things up a bit. Jen writes, thanks for playing the Inside My Head promo and for reading my comment as well. I like the cyberspace song, it's fun. The Willie Nelson song was unexpected and a joy to hear. Don't worry, Jen, it was unexpected for me too. That was a very interesting story about him that you mentioned in your show. Willie Nelson, wow. Very nice segue from the football player who needed a medic to the medic cast promo. That was cool as hell. And that was Jen from Hyper Nonsense and Inside My Head. I reckon it actually might be cool to do an IRC FM episode with her when I'm on my US trip. Who knows? My people have to speak to your people, Jen. And then we move from episode number 4 to episode number 5, and Rolly from Dark Compass and the Dark Compass Metal Show, made in the UK, and lots of other side projects that he's got going on as well. Rolly comments on episode 5, another excellent show, Irk, some great tracks there. I also hope that all the people caught up in the fires are okay, and praise the people fighting the blazes. Unfortunately, Rolly, there's not a lot of good news in relation to those fires. Not that I should mention it too much on IRC FM, because this isn't IRC Pod, But while I'm recording this, I've just read that the death toll has climbed over 200. So there's some bad news there, but there's a lot of work to be done, and there's lots and lots of people working extremely, extremely hard, and I indeed echo your praises. Oh, and Irk, I'm not going to kill off the metal show. That's a keeper. And that's good news as well, because Riley was debating about finishing off the Dark Compass metal show or his new podcast that he started, iPod Roulette. And I liked the concept of iPod Roulette, however, I like the idea of the Dark Compass metal show a lot more. And I think that it would be better to continue doing that rather than a new podcast that's a couple of episodes old. Thank you, Rolly, for your contribution. We'll be featuring some of the tracks that you've played on Dark Compass and also Colin from the Ouroboros podcast in a couple of weeks as we do an Australian special. So that will be rather cool. And finally, before we go to our final song, I'd also like to give a shout out to Cammy Chaos and Dr. Normal from the Strange Love Live podcast, strangelovelive.com. They produce a podcast each and every Friday night at 10 p.m. East Coast time in America, that is, not East Coast Australian time. And they have a live show. They have the Strange Love Live Tech Edition, where they talk a lot about tech and social networking and everything like that. And then once that's over and done with, the lights get turned down and things get a bit saucy in Strange Love Live After Hours. Now, when I'm in the States, I'll actually be appearing on that particular show, and I'm looking forward to it immensely. And you'll be able to get more information via channelerk.com. But Dr. Normal featured one of the songs that I featured in episode number 4 of Erk FM. The song I featured was Would You Be My Valentine by Edgar Gabriel String Fusion. And considering that Cammy Chaos and Dr. Normal were having a sexisode episode, no need to guess what they were talking about there, but go and check it out if you're over the age of 18. Dr. Normal included that song after hearing on Erk FM. He's a fan of Erk FM as well, so shout out to you, Doc, and also shout out to Cammy. And see you guys in a couple of months in the Strange Love Live studio. That's going to be so strange, but so much fun as well. So let's move on to the last track of the episode. And the name of this artist seems very appropriate considering what's been happening in New Zealand over the past week. It's been brought to my attention that apart from the interweb filtering that Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd is trying to make happen here in Australia, over in New Zealand, the parliamentarians over there are also trying to impose their way on the New Zealand people as well. Basically, under new legislation, it is proposed that all someone has to do is to make a complaint about your website in relation to copyright infringement, and without you being given the chance to defend yourself, the internet service providers will be able to remove your content. And then, before your content can be returned to the interweb, it will be up to you to prove that you haven't broken copyright. So in social networking, especially on the social networking site Twitter, there has been a lot of people blackening their avatars, their little ID photos, to protest about what they've been calling the blackout. More details about that on Erk FM, but the name of the artist, Team Blackout, seemed rather appropriate for what has been going on this particular week in New Zealand. But of course, I programmed my music in advance, so that wasn't the reason that I decided to play the artist. Now, Team Blackout, you may have actually seen them on TV. So it's been an interesting episode for having artists that you may or may not know, and I might not have known, but have appeared on TV and in film. Now, if you've been following the reality series Runs House on MTV, well, you might know about this hip-hop trio called Team Blackout. Now, Team Blackout are from New York City, like many of the bands here on IRC FM. And the three people in Team Blackout have been performing and writing and rhyming since what the Americans call the 7th grade, or what we call Year 7, the first year of high school. But it wasn't until a New York City blackout in 2003 that the band members decided to officially unite as a band. And then after the blackout, they decided to call themselves Team Blackout. So over the last 4 years, the fans of the reality TV show Runs House, they have been watching this group, Team Blackout, develop on air. And in 2007, they landed their first record deal with Latchkey Recordings. They hit the studio and they recorded their debut album, Lights Out. So you can see the theme that's happening here. Now, you may be able to see Season 5 of Runs House on MTV, and you will see more of Team Blackout there. They have an upcoming video for Billion Dollar Boyfriend, and they also have an internet buzz video called J5 on them. Okay, I've probably missed the point on that one there. So let's get straight into the song, and let's say goodnight from IRC FM. You can email us irkpod@gmail.com, or you can download all the previous shows or subscribe by going to www.irkfm.com. So until next week, where we go and do some dancing, I'm Irk, and you've been listening to Episode 6 of IRC FM. And this song is called Lights Down Low. Continuing the Blackout No Power theme, Lights Down Low by Team Blackout.
Team Blackout.
Yeah!
Shine like a stud, yeah. Rocks in the air, dime stop and they stare, yeah. Shorty looking at me but I'm watching the rear, oh, yeah. When I hit the club I'll never pay a dime. I can make them drop, you don't even make them holler. But I move fast like a 100 on the dash. You be in the 6, well I'm in another class. Lights go flash when I walk in, and they pour me kisses, I feel so important. Better take caution when I hit the spot. Joker make it rain and I make it hot. You see me in the lot, how I shut it down. Sort of like pop, girl I get around. See me in the town, get your bifocals, and it's lights out, you won't need another light bulb.
Turn the lights down low when the beat drop. Turn the lights down low when the beat drop. Turn the lights down low when the beat drop.
I see you at me. My song on, turn the lights down low, yeah. Pockets all swollen, I'm ready to go, yeah. Young Simmons, that's my name, that's I'm known in the club to make it rain, I'm insane when it comes to this paper, the lights all low, what you see is Jacob, shorty tryna dance cause I got a lot of flavor, ball around the country like I play for the majors, that's right baby, I'm a big deal, yeah. You see the truck homie, it's on big wheels, yeah. I get meals, get money, get cash, yeah. And I can make a chick get low quick fast, pull up to the club, all eyes on me, I'm a ladies man but the guys on me, so if you wanna fight, then it's okay, cause I'll catch a case and get it dropped like OJ. Okay.
Turn the lights down low when the beat drop. Turn the lights down low when the beat drop. Turn the lights down low when the beat drop.
let me know and tell me when to go. Cause what I unload will make your eyes roll. It's blackout, lights out, dancing you pass out. Heavy city get jiggy and bounce to the bass sound. Hey now, we go to party till the morning. Cause right now I'm Jordan, yeah I'm ballin'. Money, 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 that's what I'm all about. Got a huge stash and a big bank account. Once we in the house, the chick comes out. Hate if you want, I don't care if you pout. Move, not stop, take it to the top. Once the beat knock, dance to your drop. Yeah, I'm a fire dog, man, I ain't playing. I got restraining orders from every gas station.
Turn the lights down low when the beat drop. Turn the lights down low when the beat drop.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.